Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today we're discussing the latest political developments in Zimbabwe, with the opposition in disarray as various factions have sprouted with the departure of party leader Nelson Chamisa from the Citizens Coalition for Change. We'll also be looking at the latest developments regarding sanctions. But first, a look at what is happening in other parts of the world. U.S. voters in more than a dozen states head to the polls on Tuesday to choose their party's presidential nominee. Over the weekend, all candidates ramped up their criticism of their challengers and spelled out their priorities. Veronica Bounderas has more.
Voters in 15 U.S. states and American Samoa will head to the polls on Tuesday to indicate whom they favor as their party's nominee in the November presidential election. Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican predecessor Donald Trump are each expected to draw closer to securing their party's nomination. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who is trailing Trump for her party's nomination, told NBC's Meet the Press Sunday she'll continue in the race for as long as voters want her to be.
They'll show it in their votes. They'll show it in their donations. My focus is we need to start respecting taxpayer dollars. We need to reduce the size of government. We need to secure our borders and be a country of law and order. And we believe in peace through strength.
Immigration is also among the topics that former President Trump chose to focus on ahead of what is known as Super Tuesday.
Not one more innocent American life should be lost to migrant crime. Gotta stop it. You have to get out the vote because we have to send big numbers up for November 5th. We have to let them know that we're a freight train and we're going and we're not stopping.
President Biden, who visited the Texas border last week, accuses Trump of scuttling a bipartisan border security bill. This past Saturday, First Lady Jill Biden shed light on another topic that she argues voters should consider ahead of Super Tuesday, women's reproductive rights.
He's considering a national abortion ban. Donald Trump is dangerous to women and to our families. We simply cannot let him win.
President Biden is all but guaranteed to be his party's nominee. On the Republican side, Trump needs to secure at least 1,215 delegates to officially secure the nomination. It could take several days for all of Tuesday's results to be formally announced. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And still in the United States, more states will hold primaries on Tuesday, March the 5th. That's any other day in this election cycle. But what is Super Tuesday? Let's take a look.
More states will hold primaries on Tuesday, March 5th than on any other day in this election cycle. That's why it's called Super Tuesday. 15 states and one territory will vote on Super Tuesday this year. In Iowa, results of the Democratic primary will be announced. It takes 1,420 pledged delegates, 36% of all delegates, to win the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. It takes 1,215 delegates, 50% of all delegates, to win the Republican Party's presidential nomination. The phrase Super Tuesday did not emerge until 1976. Bill Clinton got a boost from his strong showing on Super Tuesday in 1992 on his way to the White House. In 2000, both Democrat Al Gore and Republican George W. Bush effectively won their party nominations with victories on Super Tuesday. In 2016, Republican Donald Trump won 7 of 10 Super Tuesday contests on his way to winning the party nomination. Candidates who won Super Tuesday and won their party's nomination: Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump.
And Ugandan local news, Mines and Mining Development Minister Shemu Soda today announced that a light oil has been discovered by Geo Associates in the Mukuyu deposit in Muzarabani, Mashonaland province, in the Kabora Basa Basin, some 300 kilometers north of the city's capital, Harare. He addressed journalists in Harare today.
We are pleased to announce that from the 11 samples that were extracted yesterday, Geo Associates reported to government that they made further discoveries, this time of light gas, condensate, helium, and hydrogen. The hydrogen which they discovered does not contain hydrogen sulfide, which is an undesirable constituency of our petroleum products. And there is potential from the light oil which was discovered to be beneficiated to produce diesel, petrol, and jet A1. This is a huge step in the realization of our vision 2030, where we aspire to become an upper middle income economy.
That was Mines and Mining Development Minister Shemu Soda in Harare speaking to reporters. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And now back to our topic. Last Friday, there was a bomb scare at the Zimbabwe's major airport that prevented President Emmerson Mnangagwa from flying to Victoria Falls for an energy conference. His plane returned to Harare and Zimbabwe said it was carrying out investigations on the issue. Meanwhile, President Mnangagwa today officially opened the 56th session of the Economic Commission for Africa Conference of African Ministers of Finance, Planning and Economic Development in Victoria Falls. We will also look at the scuffle that broke out at the burial of Mo Blessing Ali over the weekend between Job Sikala and Nelson Chamisa supporters. Ali was laid to rest at Zororo Cemetery in Chitungwiza almost 2 years ago. Is when Ali passed away. And her remains were kept at Chitungwiza Hospital mortuary following the arrest of her attorney, Job Sikala. And we'll also be looking at developments regarding the sanctions that have been leveled against President Emmerson Mnangagwa and the First Lady Auxilia Mnangagwa, also some of his allies, Mr. Tagwirei, and also the police chief, Mr. Godwin Matanga, the Commissioner General of ZRP, and these were announced today by the Department of Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control. And they designated 11 individuals, including the President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and three entities and their involvement in what they called corruption or social human rights abuse. So we'll be discussing some of those topics. This is breaking news that just came out. And to discuss the topic in detail, we are joined via Skype by ZANU-PF Information Director Farai Marapira and political analyst Tawanda Jokora. Welcome to the program, gentlemen. Hello. I'm not sure if we have any of our guests coming in, but yes, Mr. Marapira, can you come on to the screen, please? And Mr. Jokora?
Yes, can you hear me?
Mr. Jokora, what's your take on what we're seeing developing there on the ground in Zimbabwe, where we understand that there have been a lot of scuffles that happened this weekend between members of the CCC and those of Mr. Sikala's movement, and we also come to the sanctions that were just announced today by the United States. What's your view?
What we are seeing, Mavelas, is a manifestation of what ZANU-PF has caused in Zimbabwe, the chaos that they have caused in our parliament, the chaos that they have caused in our councils, the chaos that they have also caused within our judiciary. You remember what happened with an imposter, a complete imposter, Shabangu, who managed to recall over 25 people belonging to CCC, and of course, nobody knew him. Nobody knows who he is. And now ZANU-PF has achieved what it has achieved, because we've always said and we've always maintained that Shabangu was sponsored by ZANU-PF to do what he is doing, to do what he did, so that ZANU-PF can end up with a two-thirds majority in parliament. And now this is what has happened. ZANU-PF has a two-thirds majority. And what it now means to the people of Zimbabwe is that people are angry, generally very angry because of that, because it was clear to everyone that this is a ZANU-PF sponsored scheme, something that comes from the playbook of CIO. So everything that we are seeing is just a manifestation of that anger. That is what we saw at More Blessing Alice burial.
Thank you so much, Mr. Marapira. Welcome to the program. Hello, Mr. Marapira.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. You heard there Mr. Tawanda Jokora accusing your party, ZANU-PF. They're saying that they're pointing a finger at you, saying that you had something to do with what we saw happening in the opposition party politics, where we saw Mr. Shabangu recalling members of parliament, and then we saw over the weekend a part of, you know, Mr. Chamisa's followers and Mr. Sikala's followers having a scuffle at the burial of the late Mo Blessing Ali. What's your take?
Well, the biggest disrespect anyone in opposition from a position of leadership can do or show their supporters is to try and put the blame on ZANU-PF for their own internal destabilization and disagreements. This is not beginning now. This has been the modus operandi of the opposition since their inception. They always turn around to pen, bite, and fight one another. We as ZANU-PF have been clear. We thought the elections had ended on the 23rd of August. And now, this manifestation of violence that we see in today has got nothing to do with violence, with ZANU-PF. Remember, this is the same party that wanted to lynch members at Morgan Tsvangirai's funeral. That had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Which they need.
Mr. Farai, your line is cutting in and out, so we'll try and fix that line and see how to proceed. But I'll come back to you, Mr. Jokora. We saw the Department of Treasury here in the United States, the Office of Foreign Assets, today announcing that they are going to be putting President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his wife and 11 other individuals under restrictive sanctions. What's your view?
It's coming.
Your line is also cutting in and out. I think today is just not a good day for us, but we will continue. Let me just see what people are saying online while we try to, secure a better line with you. We have some people here that are watching along with us on VOA Shona. We are seeing that some people have been writing some comments on there. And if you want us to read them out aloud, we will. And also if you want for us to call you, we will. There's Pasmo Utete saying, Zicha pera chete. I'm watching from South Africa. That's one of the people following us. There is Chuma Dumilomi saying, watching from Eastern Cape. Hello, Mese. And there's Lamek Kureva saying, I'm watching from Johannesburg, Botswana. And then he gives us his number to call. So we will be trying to call some of our listeners while we're also trying to get our guests. Unfortunately, the lines seem to be dropping in and out, but that's what a live show does. Panachino Kuramba Munashe and Panacha Tingataura. Kunze kwe kuti urumende yavamunangagwa. Ichimbo pawo mukana kuna vachamisa. This is what someone here called Mr. Munashe Chinokuramba is saying on VOA Shona. Thank you very much. Peace Maida saying, true, Anza Unyepe Zichapera is concurring to what someone else said regarding the situation in Zimbabwe. So for those that are just joining us, we are actually live on all our Facebook pages. We are live on VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And you can also watch us live on YouTube. We'll be trying to get hold of our guests. Their lines seem to have just, disappeared. But we will try to get them back. And I understand we have Mr. Jokora back. Mr. Jokora, taurayitinzi kumamuru kutawara pamsorope, shatawana chitika nasi kuti urumende ya Amerika yazi visa kuti ichaisa paspe jirango, vamo nangangwa ni mzimae wawo, ni vamo vavano jikiza na navo. Aswa tika wana vachi viso vamo ishwakare pa jirango, taurayitinzi.
Ndangandiji, zini zaka gara kone kwa kuti doko ashiru kuenda, nekuti dzimwe nyika dzose dziri kuona zviri kuitika muZimbabwe, dziri kuona kutambura kuri kuita vana veZimbabwe, dzoonawo zvakare zviri kuitwa nehurumende yedu kuba kwavari kuita mari. Makaona zvakaitwa negold mafia, voonawo zvakare kutyora kwavari kuita kodzero dzevanhu. Mo Blessing Ali akavigwa, akapondwa nevanhu vanozikanwa. One nguve akapondwa kukwekwe. Mr. Chuze vakapondwa kuulawayo. Vanhu vazhinji vari kurasirwa neupenyu hwavo nenyaya dzepolitics. Moonawo vajob scala vakagara mujeri kunokwana kuita makore anokwana kutosvika maviri vachigarira nyaya yavasina kupara, mhosva yavasina kupara. Makavaona vachipuriswa mukoti vachinzi havana mhosva, asi munhu anga akagariswa mujeri. Saka zvese izvo zviri kuratidza kuti hurumende yavamunangagwa yaita mbiri yekutyora kodzero dzevanhu, voisawo kuti nyaya yekuti vanopira sarudzo zvinoonekwa nesadhak, zvinoonekwa neau, zvinoonekwa neeu, zvinoonekwa nedzimwe nyika dzatakavakidzana nadzo nedzimwe dzekumadokero. Saka zvinhu zvose izvozvo zvinoita kuti dzimwe nyika dzizotaura kuti aiwa, kugarisana kwamuri kuita muZimbabwe hakuna kunaka, muri kudzvanyirira vana vechipikirwa, vana veZimbabwe. Saka regai timbokurangai neizvozvi izvi, nakuti vana veZimbabwe vazive kuti kana vamunangagwa vari ivo vatongerwa zvirango zveupfumi, havasi kutongerwa kunzi haisi haasi mabhizinesi, ndivo voga vanzi vasapinde mune nyika idzi kana kuno kana iko kuno kuAmerica, ndivo voga. Saka hazvina zvazvinokanganisa kune mwana weZimbabwe. Ivo ndo vanenge vasingabvumirwe, mudzimai wavo ndiye anenge asingabvumirwe kutsika muAmerica. Saka zvinhu izvozvo zvinofanira kuitika, nekuti Zimbabwe yanyanya kutyora zvirango zveupfumi.
Thank you very much. Let me try Mr. Farai Marapira, if we can, maybe your line is better now. Hello, Mr. Marapira.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I think your line might be better now. Yeah, you were just, you can just finish off what you were saying, and then we'll go into the issue that is breaking news that we just saw developing here in the United States. If you can finish your view on what's happening within the opposition, then we move over to the breaking news from here.
Okay, thank you.
You can go ahead.
Let me know when I can start.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Well, it is very clear that there is a denialism within the opposition. Unfortunately, the leaders and the people that speak on behalf of the opposition, like my good brother here, know and consciously spread these falsehoods. ZANU-PF has got nothing to do with the intestine battles and fights that have been happening within the opposition. The opposition clearly knows that they have a culture of violence, and as mature leaders, they should be facing this elephant in the room, honestly. Because it was not ZANU-PF that wanted to ban Ms. Kupe and Mr. Monzora in a heart at Morgan Tsvangirai's funeral. As opposition members trying to do that. Remember, it was the youth leader of the opposition who was controlling the youth and stopped them from doing this. So the opposition needs to be mature enough and needs to be honest enough and respectful enough of its followership to be able to look at the elephant in the room and address it. And this is unfortunately something they have not yet matured into doing. They will commit these acts of violence, and as long as they can blame ZANU-PF, they will hide behind that. But the people of Zimbabwe are not so foolish as to buy each and every lie that is going to be sent their way. They know the truth. They are seeing the facts. The democracy is maturing. This politics of denialism is going to come back and bite them as we progress, which is why we see this is an opposition now in disarray. It is an opposition built on toxicity, on politics of hatred, of politics of dehumanizing anyone with a thought which is contrary to yours. So now, even amongst themselves, they can no longer have a mature democratic discourse. Anytime there is disagreement, they tend to pick X's and X's, trying to hack one another. And this is a clear result of the ideology which is propagated by the leadership.
Mhm. Vamharapira tiri ipapo taona kuti nhasi hurumende yeAmerica yazivisa iyo kuti ichaisa pazvirango mutungamiri wenyika yeZimbabwe vaEmerson Mnangagwa nemudzimai wavo nevamwewo vakadaisa vatagwirei nevamwe vavanodyidzana navo. Munoona sei zvaitwa naAmerica izvi?
Tiri kuona kuti mashoko akataugwa naMnangagwa. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, it's a bit slow, so go ahead. Taurain.
Okay. Tukuona kuti mashoko akataurwa naMnangagwa achipinda vachiti Zimbabwe is open for business. Zimbabwe is a friend to all and an enemy to none. Akubara zvinobatika. Izvi zvinoratidza kuti utangamiri hwavo hune pundutso kunyika yeZimbabwe. Asi tiri pane izvozvo, isu tinongoti isu tinoda kuti zvirango zvose zvibviswe zvisudurutswe, nekuti hapana kuti hatidi kuti tisare tine kana chimwe chirango chimwe chete. Nekuti kana mutungamiri wenyika, mudzimai wavo nevamwe vatungamiri vakuru vemukati mehurumende vachiiswa pamasanctions, tinongoti Zimbabwe inenge ichiri pamasanctions. Nekuti patinoenda kumainternational engagement, ndivo zviso, ndivo vamiririri venyika yedu. Saka isu tinongoti nezvavaita tazviona, asi masanction ose ngaabviswe, nekuti hapana kodzero yekuti tinge tine zvirango izvozvo kubva pakutanga. Zvirango izvozvo hatina kuzvipiwa zviri pamutemo, in terms of international law, hazvina kuzadziswa kuti zvinge zvichikwanisa kuiswa. Asi kuti America yakangofunga iri pachayo, ndokupa zvirango izvi zvisiri pamutemo unotonga nyika dzepasi rino rose dzeUnited Nations. Saka tichiona zvaitika tinoti tazvinotisa hedu tazviona, asi zvirango zvose ngazvibviswe.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Marapira, we see that the United States government is saying that, you know, they are leveling these sanctions against these individuals because of corruption and serious human rights abuses. So if this is addressed, why is it that, you know, these members are not addressing what the United States are asking them to address so the sanctions can be lifted?
Well, the first and foremost thing we need to be honest with one another is that these sanctions were never put because of any abuses or any corruption, allegedly. These sanctions were put because it is in the interest of American foreign policy that no country should be self-governing and self-regulating to a point of reconnecting its indigenous citizens with their resources. These sanctions, we can never run away from the fact that these sanctions were about the land. We have got so many allies of the United States whom we see causing massacres which are unprecedented within our history, but these are not facing any sanctions or any censure at all. These are countries that are being defended and supported by the United States. So from a fundamental point of view, let us be very honest about the reason for these sanctions. This is what they're just putting on paper, but this is not the reason for the sanctions. This is just in defense of their foreign policy, in defense of their need to subjugate Zimbabwe and prevent Zimbabwe from having self-autonomy. That is the truth. But be that as it may, we note that there is a relaxing within Washington. But still, if the president and the first family and senior members of government are under sanctions, then it is still essentially Zimbabwe which is under sanctions, because these are the leaders of our country. These are the faces of Zimbabwe. These are the people that were elected by the majority of our citizenry to represent us, to lead us. So as long as these sanctions remain on the president and other senior leaders and on any Zimbabwean, on any Zimbabwean business, then Zimbabwe is still under sanctions, because we are one people and we are one country. You injure one, you're injuring all. So with that, we say, let all sanctions be removed.
Thank you there. Let me come to you, Mr. Jokora. We heard there Mr. Marapira saying the opposition also is to blame for all the disarray that we've been seeing. Are you not giving now the upper hand to ZANU-PF? Because, you know, as opposition, it seems like the opposition is not organized.
I don't understand what you mean by saying the opposition is not organized. Are you talking about sanctions? Are you talking about...
We've gone back to what's going back within the opposition, where we've seen there are so many different factions within the opposition. We'll come back to sanctions, but people want to also know, what's the way forward for the opposition as we speak?
Yeah, but discussed this, I think, a number of times here on VOA. You know that Shabangu is an imposter, you know, who obviously is sponsored by ZANU-PF. It's clear to everyone that he just didn't act alone. And the reason why he did that was ZANU-PF wanted a two-thirds majority. And we have also seen the reports are there. The evidence is there. The Sunday News, the Sunday Times in South Africa published that 2 years ago that ZANU-PF has put in more than $6 million so that they can destroy the opposition. So this is a manifestation of all these things that have been happening. The $6 million is in use. People are being passed money so that they can sell out. It is very unfortunate, but that is what we are seeing. And what you saw at Mo Blessing Ali's funeral is, again, a show of anger by the Zimbabwean people. People are just angry, you know, of what has happened. ZANU-PF now has a two-thirds majority. So who do you think organized everything that is going on right now? Whom do you think could have caused what is happening right now? Everyone knows that behind Shabangu, there is a big hand of ZANU-PF. But the people of Zimbabwe know what is going on, and they will keep fighting. You know, giving up is not an option. As part of the way forward, we heard President Chamisa speaking today, and he said he's going to make crucial announcements in the next few days or in the next few weeks. It is a struggle. It's the nature of the struggle that these things happen. But as Zimbabweans, we just have to keep fighting, because things are not happening. You see
Thank you. Thank you so much there. Unfortunately, unlike in football, we don't have any extra time. So I would like to thank Mr. Farai Marapira of ZANU-PF and also Mr. Tawanda Jokora, who's speaking at this point in time as a political analyst, for their being our guest tonight. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.